time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Oh, good. 31 degrees outside right now here in the Nishna Valley, so it's a breezy, kind of chilly morning. That wind is taking a little bit of the... Now, there isn't much warmth out there anyway, yeah. But it's making a little chillier out there than it really is. Probably so chilly that Brett decided just to not even bother today. Yeah. He's got a few days off. So, Brett not in with us here this morning, but in his absence, we would like you to listen to this morning from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, have you done it yet? Have you filled out a bracket? It's that time of the year.
Hopefully.
This is bigger than Christmas for some folks.
Yeah.
I mean, they look forward to this all year long. The college basketball season hits its pinnacle now with something that's just been a marketing explosion over the years. It's just exploded. And just when you think it can't get any crazier, somebody throws a billion-dollar prize at you. You have almost no chance of winning it. But someone threw a billion-dollar prize out there at you.
I've only heard of it actually happening once, so I don't know if this what the odds are.
What happening once?
Somebody getting the
Where?
Perfect bracket.
Because I've been reading lots of stuff, and they say never in recorded history has it happened. Yeah.
I thought there was one on ESPN a few years ago on their challenge.
No. I can throw that out because I read that just this morning, that they say ESPN's been running one for 13 years, and they said nobody's even come close.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. So... somebody's trying to make you. That was probably Quicken Loans saying that.
Yeah, it might have been.
They're trying to get you to jump right in. Now, you fill out a and they're even giving you four freebies, because there are 67 games in the NCAA tournament as it sits right now, since they expanded it to 68 games or to 68 teams. So that means for 67 total games, but they're giving you four freebies because that billion-dollar bracket thing doesn't include the first round games that happened last night and tonight. So you still have time to sign up for that thing if you want. Have you looked it up, though? Do you know what the odds of winning are? It's a 19-digit number.
I don't have that many hands.
I had to look it up just to make sure that I was saying it correctly. I thought I had it down, but and here's how. Well, you can see the piece of paper. Here's how long the odds are. The odds of winning that $1 billion are this. Are you ready for this? 9 quintillion. 223 quadrillion, 372 trillion, 36 billion, 854 million, 775,000, 808 to 1. That
so
one sounds awfully.
There's a chance.
Yeah, that's right. So it sounds, when you throw that one in there, it sounds even worse, doesn't it? 9 quintillion plus to 1. That's 19 digits. On the left side of the decimal point, by the way, in case you were wondering. That's a huge number, and that's trying to get all 63 games correctly in that bracket challenge that they put together. I was reading an article the other day on USA Today, and they said you'd still have less chance of... they said that even if you did some work... and you tried to lessen try to lessen those odds a little bit. Like, for example, you know, a number one seed has never lost to a 16 seed in the tournament. So if you assume that that's 100% chance of that happening, so then you're going to take all four number one seeds in the first round, well, then that's going to lessen your, you know, that'll lessen the, the chance. So, or well, actually, I hope your chances. But so you can, you know, if you do some things like that and do a little bit of mathematical work to it, they say you can significantly reduce the odds against you, like perhaps down to 128 billion to one. So it's sounding better all the time, isn't
it? Yeah.
But they, the article said that means that you'd still have less chance of winning that $1 billion at that rate than you would of seeing your favorite team win the next 7 World Series in a row. Now, do you know how long those odds are? I'm a Cubs fan.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think my odds are even worse. Predicting which political party will win the presidency in every election from now through the year 2160. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And that's assuming the winner's a Republican or a Democrat through all that time.
Yeah, yeah.
You have better odds of doing it. And flipping a coin and getting heads 37 times in a row. Now, that doesn't sound so
bad. No, that doesn't sound as daunting.
Until you try it. Yeah, then it's just not happened. It's just, it's nearly impossible. Well, it's not nearly impossible. Well, I guess it's as close to impossible as you're going to get in contests. You know, it's a huge marketing ploy. But, you know, there are different ways that you can do some things to, again, to, if you put some time and effort into it. But then again, you know, as they always say, you got to play the game. That's the whole deal. And I was reading an article the other day, though, too. And that, well, I should say the other day or this morning, I was reading an article that they said that, ESPN's been running an online contest for 13 years. And they say not only has no one ever gotten it right, no one's ever even come anywhere close, not even remotely close. But I was reading also that if you win, because I'm thinking, okay, $1 billion, that's a lot of money in one chunk. Even for Warren Buffett, that's a lot of money in one chunk. If somebody would actually win, how's that paid out? Because even the lottery doesn't usually pay out. Well, they never pay out everything up front unless you want to take a smaller amount.
Yeah.
If you want the whole thing, what you actually we're supposedly supposed to win, then you have to take it out in an annuity. So how do you spread out $1 billion? How long do I have to live to see that $1 billion? I mean, what are they going to give me, 50 million over 20 years, a year over 20 years? You know, I mean, that's,
is it transferable? Can I die and give it to my kids?
Yeah. 50 billion over, or 50 million over 20 years. Yeah, well, I guess it would have to be, sure. But yeah, I mean, how do you do that? So I got to thinking, all right, well, I'm going to find that out. So I tried to Google that because there has to be somewhere in the contest, some, you know, the rules somewhere. Well, I didn't find that necessarily, but what I did find was a note that a comment that Warren Buffett apparently made to Rick Riley of ESPN about that. And they, you know, they feel pretty confident nobody's going to get there. But it's a carrot on a stick, and it's it's a pretty big carrot. But they said that apparently, allegedly, he told Rick Riley that if someone would say get 60 in a row, if they'd get 60 out of 60, they'd probably contact that person.
Yeah.
And offer him some money. Just to, it's kind of a deal or no deal thing, you know.
Break,
All of a sudden, it's like, okay, well. And I think the comment was, well, if we offered you $100 million, would you quit right now? And then there was another part on there from some statistician somewhere, and he made the comment that most folks would go away for about $10 million, so they probably wouldn't offer you $100 million.
Yeah.
$10 million, most folks would go away. What would it take for you to quit right then?
It would be an interesting negotiating session.
Wouldn't it, though?
Maybe we bump that up to $100 million.
Yeah, that's be, I think it would be a little more interesting than watching an episode of Pawn Stars, huh? But yeah, it's but so what are the odds of winning $1 billion? Now, I guess after hearing the actual odds and then hearing and reading some of the comments, I guess zero.
Yeah, sounds like it pretty much.
It sounds like if you get anywhere remotely close, dangerously close, they're probably going to negotiate that at some point and say, hey, maybe we want to do this instead. You never know. So now I repeat my statement up front. Have you filled out your bracket yet?
Maybe you stick to the office pool.
I'm going to say, winning that $20 in the office pool doesn't sound so bad now, does it? At least you have a fighting chance in that one. 9 quintillion. 223 quadrillion, 372,036,854,775,808 to 1. Good luck. Have some fun with that bracket challenge.
And I was thinking about that the other day too. You know, what if the scenario happened where you had it? You know, you're at the end of the line, and it comes down to the championship game, and then you lose. How upset would you be? What would be broken in your home? That's the point, maybe, where you'd finally say, oh, okay, I'll take whatever you're going to give me.
Yeah, give me $100. I'm good. I'm out. Yeah, you just never know. But that's those odds are not in your favor, obviously. Odds never are, but that's a toughie. That's really a toughie. So have fun. Enjoy. And you know who wins? Quicken Loans. They're the ones who win.
I get some good information.
They're mining for information. I don't know if you've seen that, but you have to fill out an awful lot of information to get through there. It is free to sign up. It doesn't cost you any money, but it will cost you a little bit of time and some information, too, to get into that contest if you haven't done that already. So I guess you still have time. Yeah. Good luck. We need to let you listen to this from somebody who offers you a whole lot better odds, the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Thank goodness they gave you those four free ones at the beginning, because I'd have guessed them both wrong last night. I don't know that I want to waste my time trying to win that $1 billion, but have fun. Hey, you all make it a great day, and God bless America.